Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, welcome to another episode of Fungula. I am wearing a Kirkland sweater today. Not because they're sponsored, but because I want them to sponsor me. I love Costco. Anyway, this week's episode, my friend Lindsay Rush joins us on Fungula. She wrote this book called A Bit Much. It's a book of poems. She blew up on social media under the name Mary Oliver's Drunk Cousin. She started putting her poems out there, and it just started blowing up. And next thing you know, she gets a book deal, and she has this book out, and her life is incredible. We get into it all. This was probably, I haven't laughed this much in a really long time. Like, tears were coming. And there was one moment where I was full on, like, laughing. And it was almost like the conversation had moved on, but I still was sitting in the laugh from, like, a couple minutes before. And it just felt so good in my body. I was like, I'm just going to let this happen. And it's like tears were coming out. I love this conversation so much. I know you guys are going to enjoy it. We had so much fun. So this is my friend, Lindsay Rush. She's hilarious. Mary Oliver's Drunk Cousin. You can check her out. Check her book out, A Bit Much. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe to our podcast. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Go to my website, angela.com, and you can see when I'm coming to a city near you, because I am currently on my tour, my family reunion tour. So you can get your tickets on my website. And if you want to call us and tell us what you're grateful for or what your gratitude is, you can call us at this phone number, Danielle.
747-300-5380.
747-300-5380. Give us a call. Tell us your gratitude or your gratitude, or give us both. Don't forget to tell us your name too, and we may pick your message to play on a future episode. But for now, enjoy this episode with my friend Lindsay Rush. My girl, Lindsay, first of all, Rush Bomb. So I am mad at us, equally mad at both of us, because we both moved to Nash and we're like, stop. Who let this happen? We're about to be best friends, destroy this town with our hilariousness. We're going to be hilarious all over this town together. Like, I just imagine us holding hands, just skipping through this town, being so funny.
Jump Broadway.
And it's been probably like 2 years, and this is the first time we're sitting down together. I'm mad at us.
Oh, it's so stupid.
Okay, so I've known you for a long time, and I was trying to remember, who's our connection? Is it Jill? Jill Layton? Was she our connection? Jill.
It is Jill. I was thinking it was Annie Downs, but it's Jill.
Oh. How is it Jill?
It's Jill because Jill went to high school with my old roommate, Claire.
Okay. Okay.
And then you must have been coming to town, and Jill came with you.
Okay.
And I think then me and Claire met up with you.
What town was it? Was it Denver?
No, it was this town.
Oh, it was this town.
Because I lived here and moved back to Chicago and then moved back. It's like okay. So I was here, but I think it was... had to have been 2010 or 2011.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
And then we were like, wait a minute. Are we both hilarious?
Also, it's like you were hilarious for your job then, and I'm like part-time hilarious. And we just, we fell in love.
In love. Okay. And then so that I move out here and then we both get pregnant. We're both like, oh my gosh, we're having a kid around the same time. We're for sure going to be besties. Still not once. And then there was one time where because my baby's a little bit older than yours. And I was like, oh, I have some hand-me-down stuff. And you're like, done. We'll come over. We'll do a little play date. And then I think your kid got sick, or you got sick, or something, or I got sick. It was one of those. And I'm like, well, I'll leave it on the porch for you. And that was the closest we got to hanging out, was you coming to pick up the stuff on the porch.
We're like, to the Ring camera.
Hey.
Oh, it's like, did we so underestimate if we were already busy then?
Yeah.
Then having kids. And we were like, this should be chill. We'll hang out all the time.
Yeah.
What do we think? And we only live like 16 minutes apart.
Uh-huh.
But that is a lot, when especially when they were younger and they didn't want to be in the car. Uh-huh. Still sort of doesn't want to be in the car.
Yeah, same. Okay, so we've known each other for a while, but like you, okay, so you blew up on the internet. Can you give everybody watching right now a quick rundown of what happened when you were like, let me just have this persona and go on Instagram? And can you tell everybody what happened?
Yeah, so I have been a writer for most of my adult career. And then during COVID, I started writing poetry, of all things. You know, everyone's making bread, and I'm like, I know. I know what people are really... what's hot right now.
Do you know about haikus?
Listen, get a load of this rhyme and verse. But so I was just dabbling for fun, and then I'm like, I might be good at this, which is sort of one of my...
Did you read poetry before?
Not really. I don't know if it's a strength or a weakness, it's probably both, is that I'm like, how hard could that be?
Okay, not for like, everything?
I'm just sort of like, maybe I could try. Uh-huh. And that, like, I swear to my husband all the time that I should have and could have been a dancer.
Okay.
Like, I know it. I think that maybe if you believe in past lives, like, I was somewhere tap dancing.
Sure, sure.
I feel it in my bones. Uh-huh. Am I good today or ever? No.
But it's in there.
It's there. Uh-huh. Like, I feel it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like my mom took me out of, like, she put me in dance, took me out of dance when I was young. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wonder why. Jealousy?
Jealous much, Mom?
Mom, if if you're watching. So now I have to be an internet poet. So I started posting it on the internet, as one does.
Uh-huh.
And I came up with the Instagram handle, Mary Oliver's Drunk Cousin. Mary Oliver is a poet I did know and had read. And she's sort of famous for, she takes small observations and adds meaning to them. And but she's usually like out, rest in peace. She was usually like out on a walk and would be like, look at the geese. And these, she's just like sort of a nature gal.
Okay.
And I was like, I hope to pay attention and be willing to be astonished in the way that she does. Mm. But I'm more indoorsy. So my poems were like nail art and, you know, like snacks and stuff. And so I was like, and this way anyone following would know what they were in for. Like, I'm like her drunkest cousin. And it sort of popped off. I think in less than a year, I had a literary agent came to me in my DMs and so they were like, do you want to write? Yeah. They were like, do you want to write a book? And I was like, oh, okay. And then, it wasn't even a year after I started the Instagram that we sold the book.
Got
a
book
deal. Wrote a book. Wow. Wrote the book the same year I had Dawson, had a baby, which was stupid.
That's wild.
It was so dumb. And then it did really well. It was
how did the agent find you?
I don't know. Well, she represents Kate Bear, who is another poet. I'm like, I didn't read any poets, and I'm just going to keep secretly.
I knew nothing about poetry. Never heard of one poet in my life.
I don't know what it is. On that note, the other day I was telling a friend that I don't consider myself a perfectionist. Okay. Like, I'm not type A almost at all.
Okay.
I was like, I just need things that I do to look very easy. And she was like, babe, that's perfectionism. I was like, whatever I'm doing, I want to be good at things and make it seem like it just came very naturally to me. So this is probably like,
and if it didn't happen the first time, I'm upset. Okay.
So she's like, that's a little type A. Oh, so this agent represented another poet who sort of put poetry back on the map for a new generation.
Yeah, okay. It made it feel really
accessible.
New, fresh.
And it was on the internet. And she's like a 3-time number one New York Times bestseller, which is crazy for poetry, as a category that just doesn't happen. And so we have the same agent. So.
Okay, so do you remember when you saw, because I imagine you're just going to put these out there on the internet and then people start like liking it or sharing it. Was there a moment where you're like, wait, whoa, I just woke up and like this many people saw my post? Hold on. What was that?
That was the poem She's a Bit Much, which the book is now named after. And that was the first poem to go viral.
Okay.
And like celebrities were sharing it and things.
Who was sharing it? Tell us.
Michelle Pfeiffer, which is why I dedicated the book to her.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you, is why I didn't get the inside joke. And I was like, shoot, I'm searching for it in the poems. I'm like, where's Michelle Pfeiffer? I want to know why it's dedicated to her.
I was on, during like pub week, I was on NPR, and that's what they asked me. Like, the first question was like, let's, and the whole thing ended up being all about how I named the book or dedicated the book to Michelle Pfeiffer. I'm like, oh, this is so stupid.
Does she know about it yet? Like,
we've tried to get in touch with her team. But she has shared two of my poems on her main feed.
Whoa.
And then all these other celebrities.
She's in love with you.
She is. And so the book says for Michelle Pfeiffer, and in parentheses it says, you know why? Because I thought, if you get the inside joke, you'll love it. And if you don't, you're like, I want to know why.
Yeah.
And I just felt that that would be a fun question for
me. Oh, that worked.
You got me. I got you.
Oh my gosh.
It's marketing 101.
Speaking of marketing, we're going to talk about that too, but let's keep right here. Okay. So all of a sudden you wake up and then it's going viral. Michelle Pfeiffer shared. You're like, what the heck? Yeah. Okay. And then people start following you. You start getting DMs from an agent. And then what are you doing at the time for day job? Like, what is that happening?
Yeah. So day job is, at that time and still is, I run a branding agency called Obedient with my best friend. And our whole shtick is humor. So humor branding, you know, if you're sensing a theme. And but I was like, I don't know that I would call that full time. I bet we work. Because we can make up our own hours and we can get client work done as fast or as long as we want. She has two kids. I now have a kid. We just take clients that are willing to sort of think outside the box, which I'm ever saying think outside the box. And yeah.
So, okay. You're, tell everybody also about the videos that you guys do where they pitch you. Because it's so funny and it's so, and I'm like, oh, I wish I was this quick. And then you and your partner just vibe off each other so well. Tell everybody about that.
So we have a YouTube show called Can They Brand That? And we're thinking of doing an offshoot that's like, should they brand that? Because sometimes we did cottage cheese at the end of last year, because we were like, no one's marketing cottage cheese. And it's like,
It's having a moment.
It was having like a huge moment. People were like making ice cream with it.
Oh, yeah.
And now everyone wants us to eat like 200 grams of protein. So cottage cheese is still king.
Oh, yeah.
Queen. Mm-hmm. Cottage cheese is a girl.
Queen. For sure. That's the ultimate mom snack. Are you kidding me? All of our moms ate cottage cheese growing up.
So true.
Yeah.
How do you feel about cottage cheese texture? Are you like,
I like
with it?
I'm into it.
Me too.
Yeah.
A curd never hurt.
Danielle. How do you feel about cottage cheese, Danielle?
I actually do like cottage cheese.
Yeah.
I shouldn't eat it, but I do like it with a little bit of pear and a little bit of honey.
Oh, so you go sweet. I go savory.
No. Yes.
I don't like it when it's savory.
This is the grits debate. Do you go sweet or savory?
Oh, I just don't like grits.
Oh, well, but I'm saying it's the same thing. It's the version of that cottage cheese.
I didn't know people could have sweet grits.
Yeah, my mom did sweet.
With like cinnamon and sugar.
Yeah. Cinnamon and sugar.
It's basically like cream of wheat. Are grits? Is
kind of, I think, similar, but I don't want to blaspheme.
Grits, I believe, come from the corn family.
I know that there's do you like cheesy grits or sweeter ones or something like that?
Yeah.
But that's kind of like with this cottage cheese debate. Do you like it sweet or savory? My mom, it was sweet. I always remember her having cottage cheese with like some fruit in it. And then there was the ones where it comes with fruit and you just like mix it up and stuff. I'm savory.
Yeah, little prepackaged things.
I'm going to put a little dollop of salsa.
Salsa.
In my cottage cheese. I'm going to get a corn chip, a dipper from Trader Joe's. Get out of here. A corn dipper from Trader Joe's in my salsa cottage cheese.
Oh, I feel like you just kind of made the like Atkins diet nachos. Like that's what
whatever it is, it's bomb. Bomb.
Dipping a that's chip like, in cottage
diet
cheese
nachos.
Gimme.
Is so clutch and not enough people realize it.
Nope.
And
so you
will.
Branded it. So wait, what is you said, what is can we brand cottage cheese? And then you guys, what did you come up with?
Well, so the challenge we gave ourselves, no one asked us to do what on this show is, could we brand cottage cheese for kids?
Oh.
Because it's a great source of protein.
Yeah.
And so we said it should be like a Go-Gurt and it should be called Cottage Squeeze.
Ooh.
Investors inquire within. Oh. Or we're going to turn them into popsicles and call it Cottage Freeze. Mm. And then the mascot was going to be a giant curd named Kurt.
Oh my
of
God.
Course. And then we were like, that's sort of a creepy kid's mascot. Like uh-huh. a guy named Kurt who's just a big curd.
Uh-huh.
So it needs some work.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, his name is Curtis.
Yes, Curtis. Thank Curtis. You. Okay, you can be on the show. You can be on.
Honestly, that sounds like something I would see on like Hey Arnold. Like that, I feel mm-hmm. like it has, if you know that cartoon.
Whoa, you took it back. Hey Arnold.
Has the same energy.
Yeah. So you guys do that show, which I think is so genius. It's so funny. I've seen your clips from it where I'm like, how are they so quick? How is it so? And then when you guys get one and then it's almost like you try to one up each other.
Yeah.
And it's just so fun to watch. It's contagious. Like you're laughing because like we're rooting for you to win. Like, yes, get it so good. And you do. I Aww. Love that for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we got a little bit of backstory on you, who you are, what, how you got here. Just tiny, tiny bit of that backstory because there's so much. There's so much to you. just a small curd of your backstory. But we talk about mattitudes and gratitudes here, mm-hmm. and I want to know what is your mattitude lately. What is the thing that you think about that makes you mad or that annoys you or that you have a fake argument in your head about or that you just go ugh about?
I have so many.
Okay.
I feel like innocent rage is like a fun little outlet.
Okay.
Like I often find an enemy everywhere I go.
Oh.
Like I'm not okay. gonna treat I'm very nice. So okay. if you see me out and about, you might be my enemy, but you'll never know.
Yeah.
But like it's like the person who like is doing something.
You'll
annoying.
Never know I hate you. That sweater you wore today, never
you'll never
again.
Know, but inside yeah. I'm like it just sort of like, I don't know, gives me a little buzz. I'm just like, oh, they're the worst. And now I'm just gonna be like, oh, that's my enemy. My enemy got in the way and like took the last whatever.
Okay.
So anyway, I love to peeve. I love pet peeves. But I was trying to challenge myself to think of one that did not involve other people's behavior. Because I was like, in this day and age, I need to just, you know, like focus on things that I can change. And my attitude is car seat warmers.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Is that I feel like they're too butt focused.
Okay.
Like it's
wait, for adults
seat.
Or for your...
No, for me.
For adults.
Like in
yeah,
a
yeah,
car.
Yeah.
Like... We got a new car when Dawson was born because we needed uh-huh. a bigger car or whatever. I was uh-huh. like, yes. First of all, I wanted cooling seats, but they don't really make a lot of those.
Really? Yeah. I thought it's like, you know what? You're right. My car only has heat.
Mm-hmm.
My old car had cooling and heat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You're right.
I'm like, in a Nashville summer, especially with a leather seat, you got to cool me off.
Need it.
But the seat warmer, so I was like, okay, that's still luxury. I feel like... I want it to go all the way up my back and like yes. my neck.
Uh-huh.
Danielle, do you feel me?
Give
and
me
I'm just like, instead, I just have a hot butt the whole time.
Yeah, you're like, did I pee?
Yeah. Like,
hold on.
And I'm like, this isn't really warming me up. This is making me feel weird.
Yeah.
And hot and you're, instead of on. Cozy.
Do I have an infection?
Yeah.
What? Hold on.
Is this a bad tingle? Especially after having a baby. It's like, this is
yeah.
anything
wait a minute.
Weird.
Oops. Did I sneeze? Hold on. Oh, no, my seat warmer's on. Woo, close
oh, weird.
One.
So that's my attitude. I just feel like they didn't. Yeah. Obviously, they have the technology. Just
yeah,
work
yeah,
it
yeah.
all the way up.
Yeah.
Why it could also be maybe like really nice cars have more sure. of a 360 heat experience.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I was like, I will say my aunt just bought a car and hers has like massagers in the seat.
Did you get a Mercedes?
We
rented a Mercedes one time that had sure. massagers in the seat. And we were like. First, we're like, whoa, this is cool. But then you're like, when am I ever going to use it? Why? I don't want.
Also, that's, I feel like that's going to get in the way of your driving.
That's what I'm saying.
Distraction.
Yeah. Unless it's a self-driving vehicle, then.
Imagine you're driving and all of a sudden you're like.
like getting a pedicure.
You're like the. Wow, that girl's rocking out to her song right now.
She's like, you know what?
No, she's just getting a deep tissue. She's just.
The shiatsu shimmy starts happening. You're like, that girl. Yes, yeah. girl. You start cheering them on as you're driving. Like, yes, girl.
You just see the car being like, ee, ee, ee.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. It's a Mercedes. She's getting a massage. My brain wants to do like Mercedes massage. And uh-huh. that's not.
Yep.
That.
Yep.
I'll work on it.
I'll do one with you.
Go. Wait,
go.
What are we calling? You can name any car brand that okay. would have a massage feature.
Okay. Danielle, you're participating.
I've got one. A Volkswagen rub. Instead of bug. Bug and rub. Bug and rub are near.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Rub. Wait massage. A minute.
Wait, I was like, do I know cars?
Toyota to touch me? A Toyota touch me?
Oh, that's nice. I like a Toyota touch me. I feel like Honda hands out.
They already have the Dodge Ram. You know what I mean?
Oh. Rated R.
Wow. A butt seat warmer and plus plus.
Dodge what Ram. Were you saying? The hands what?
I was saying Honda and a Hansa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Hansa? That's like Hyundai. Hyundai.
Oh, Hyundai. Hyundai.
Oh, we're so good at this.
Hyundai Relaxa instead of a Elantra or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's it.
This is the Relaxi Cab. This is the
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen, there will not be an episode where we don't have a Friends reference. Okay.
This is the Relaxi Cab.
I feel like Uber, if you saw it written, if you put a R in front of it, like rubber, Ruber. Ruber. Listen.
Rubber. Yeah.
Brainstorms are supposed to be safe.
This is a safe circle, right?
A masseuser. Or I don't know, so I was like, what are their
okay range hand roving
okay rover? Yeah range. Yeah
hand rover
wait
I keep trying to think I drive a Honda Civic so I kept thinking like Honda's Fiesta. No, that's actually a real car, I think.
Yeah.
Danielle
yeah.
just keeps being like, Fiesta. She just keeps telling us real cars. Yep. Yeah, Danielle, that's a Corolla.
She's so good at this game.
Of the way you would change the word. Like, using the word to...
Actually, though, Corolla, rolling, like you roll... Uh-huh.
See, like that. That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah. Oh, that's, there you go.
That's you didn't there.
That's the one. I was saying that. That's why I said it. I said
and
that
I
one.
Always say that.
I was thinking that.
And I always say that.
Say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, we did it.
That was fun. I want to be a guest on your show.
No, we were thinking that we wanted to have guests on, and we're starting to let brands sponsor so that we would then, it's like, okay, Toyota, we'll spend all 20 minutes just giving you the dumbest ideas ever.
Yeah. And then if they run with one?
Yeah.
$1 million.
If they drive with one.
This is the best.
Because all idea. This is the thing. It at my young old age, I find it a luxury that I get to work for myself. And all of these, it's obviously, you know this, it's a risk and, and it's also a reward. but I feel like I want to just do the things that I find the most fun and the most dumb.
Yeah.
And so I'm just, that is what my business partner, Allie, and I always have our mind on. It's like, is this energizing us? And is it fun and stupid? And would anyone else come up with this? No. And we keep finding an audience for it. And that also is sort of what I did with poetry. I was just like, what if, oh my gosh, I was on an interview the other day and they were, it was with the Mayo Clinic. Yeah, please.
Here's her book, everybody. Cutest cover ever. The colors, everything. It's like this little canned sardine, but it's confetti. Tell me, what was your...
You're saying the cutest colors ever right next to your brand.
Oh my God. Like that's why I love it so much. It's the same color as my podcast for those of you who are just listening, not watching. Her book is called A Bit Much, and the cover is that blue that my Fungula logo is, and it has a little like tin can of confetti. Tell me about your cover for a second.
Well, first of all, when you wrote your book, I found the cover design part the worst part, speaking of Mattitudes.
Yeah, I had a few different ones. And I think for me, it's just making a decision is the worst part. Decision making.
Well, is your cutie little face on it?
Yeah, had
so
to
that,
be.
But that helps because you're there. There's not only so much, but then it's just sort of like, how do we adorn my little body?
Uh-huh.
This was like starting blank slate.
But I love it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad it's a sardine tin. Full of confetti. And I had pitched that I wanted a sardine tin full of Swedish fish.
Oh,
candies. Because I was like, that'd be fun. You know, basically to let a reader know this is not what you expect. Is this poetry? But they didn't like the red was like too saturated and there wasn't enough distinction.
Yeah.
And the team was insistent that someone needs to understand within 5 seconds that a bit much is a good thing. And so it needed to be very celebratory and fun. Because in my brain, I've been
so good.
I flipped that so long ago that I'm like, duh, a bit much is a good thing. But
yeah,
one of the reasons I think that poem took off so much is that so many women resonated, unfortunately, with being called a bit much in a negative way, in a way to like diminish them or make them be less or quieter or smaller. And so we, you know, I turned that on its head in the poem. And so we needed that to be like, people needed visually to be able to see that. Yeah, right,
totally. Do you remember what page it's on? Can you read that one?
Oh, sure.
Please.
143?
Oh my God. What? I think 143. I'm not quite sure.
Although because I turned this manuscript in, the final manuscript I turned in the day before I went to the hospital to have Dawson.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
So sometimes I'm like, oh, I was wrong. 141. Embarrassing. Sometimes I'm like, is that poem in the book?
Same thing.
You're like, what did I do?
Yeah. I need to go back and read my book to remember what exactly made the cut. Because there's times where I'm like, I wrote about it in my book. And they're like, where? And I'm like,
somewhere. It's in there.
Okay. I'll read this. This is called She's a Bit Much. She's a bit much. You mean like a bonus French fry in the bottom of the bag? Mm. Like a champagne shower? Like triple texting good news? Like buying coffee for the person behind you in line? Or did you mean a bit much, like an unexpected upgrade to business class? Or theme parties? Or the band pretending to go off stage and then coming back for an unforgettable encore? Perhaps you were referring to that thing of being astonished by a sunset, or how puppies flop around when they learn to run, or the way some people take karaoke really seriously. Maybe you just meant sprinkles, confetti, balloon drops, witty comebacks, generous tips, fireworks, water slides, serotonin, cherries on top, and the fact that maybe we were put on this planet simply to enjoy ourselves. Then yes, I agree, she is a bit much. Aren't we so lucky she's here? Oh my gosh, okay. And guess what? We're working on turning it into a kid's book for little girls. That poem into turning into a rhyming for little girls who feel like they're weird or
Lindsay,
too much.
Yes.
Right?
That's so great.
Because I wish
I love that.
I wish when I was younger, I would have had that message to be like, you are exactly right. And
yes, I love that. That is beautiful.
Thanks.
Let me tell you one thing, too, before we continue on, is when I was reading through your poems, I'm reading through, and this is my thought. I go, man, she's smart. Like, not that I didn't know you were smart, but I think because you're just, like, hilarious. And then, of course, I'm hilarious, but it takes – you have to be smart to be funny. You know what I mean?
Of course.
But I was reading your poems, and not every poem is funny. Mm-hmm. It's heartfelt, and it makes you pause and think for a second. But, like, you would write things, and I'd be like – oh, she's smart. Hold on. Like, wait a minute. And I don't know why it just like hit me in the mouth. I was like, wait, is she like summa cum laude? Like, who is this girl? Like, what in the heck?
I mean, this is something I loved about this writing form that I didn't know until I started dabbling, is that you can sort of explore hard topics without having a definitive answer.
Uh-huh.
Like, I really... You know, I explore body image and my sort of religious upbringing and heartache and all these things without having to go, this definitely means this, or like a neat ending, because I don't know. Most of the time I don't know, but it's like, this was how I felt about it, or what if this were true? And it allows you to sort of leave that up open to interpretation for the reader, and like a little ellipses.
Yeah, it's so funny that you say that, like, it doesn't need a neat ending, because I was reading one of them to my sister on the phone, and she goes, it ends with a dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Help.
Oh, yeah. Anne Lamott. The one where I reference her. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I love that one.
Yeah. And I will say, the titles of my poems are extra dumb on purpose, because it's just so fun. Because I'm like, there's barely a wordplay I'm going to not leverage if I can.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, anytime one got too serious, I'm like, uh-oh, I'm being really earnest. I need to like throw a really dumb joke in there.
Poo-poo.
Yeah. Speaking of, exactly, there's one that's called Cracks of Light, and I tried to call it Butt Cracks of Light. And my editor was like, there's nothing about butts in here. Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah,
and she was like, no.
Like, are you sure?
She was like,
girl, yeah. And she goes, sleep on it.
Yeah.
And
think about it. You want to put a book out into the whole world. Yeah. It's Butt Cracks of Light.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So tell me something that you're grateful for. We're going to get to your gratitudes. And I mean, of course, you have so much to be grateful for. You had a baby, you have a book deal, you like have this whole beautiful life. What are things that come to mind when you think, I am grateful for this?
Well, my first one is sort of dumb, but I do have some serious ones. But okay. The first one that I'm grateful for is mouth tape. Have you heard of this? Have you? Do you mouth tape?
We just started. Okay, we talked about it on an episode with Taryn.
Someone else has said that they're grateful for mouth tape?
Well,
no.
What did
we
she
just talked about it?
Yeah, we okay. just talked about it. No, yeah. She didn't say she was grateful for it, but we talked about it.
I've been scooped.
So I bought some. I haven't used it yet. Okay, I'm a little bit scared.
I was scared.
I'm also scared of it.
Yeah. Well,
what if that, I die? In the I middle think of the that night?
Means. I think we're all mouth breathers, guys. If we're scared that we're gonna die, that's what I mean. I know. Do you snore? Do you drool? What do you?
I don't snore, but I've noticed that when I wake up in the middle of the night, my mouth is open. I'm like, mm-hmm. what the heck? Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. I fall back asleep with my mouth closed. My mouth yeah. is closed while I'm falling asleep. How does it open itself up?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Trigger warning: breastfeeding. Maybe we have tongue ties. Our kids.
Oh. How do we know?
Because if you have a tongue tie, then your tongue cannot be on the roof of your mouth.
So no, mine does. Mine goes to the roof of my mouth. It's there right now.
When you yeah. close?
Mm-hmm. It's there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think the trick is if you open your mouth wide, can your tongue go all the way up to the roof of your mouth?
Uh-uh. That's oh, it? But, no.
Okay, no, yours doesn't look tied.
No.
No, you look fine.
That's nobody could do that. Oh, everybody right now, open your mouth wide and see if you can touch with your tongue the roof of your mouth. Open your mouth wide.
Yes, of course I can.
Okay.
Your mouth is open wide?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I have a tongue tie.
I can't do it either. That's why we're mouth breathers. Also, this needs to be like in the presidential debates where there's a fact checker. I am notorious for just being like, yeah, for sure that's true.
In the gospel.
Wait, but I...
As a doctor.
Wake up with my mouth open. So I don't know if that is a correlation.
Okay.
Because... What makes me crazy is I'll be on a plane and I'll fall asleep and then I'll wake up because I feel my mouth is open and I'm like, oh my God, how embarrassing.
Embarrassing. So embarrassing.
Yeah. I'm not going to put mouth tape on the flight.
I know. Then people are going to think you're creepier. Doing some sort of creepy magic trick on the way.
That they're going to be like, ma'am, we need to escort you.
You're going to wrap up your hands and tape your mouth and sit there.
She takes it off and a dove flies out.
And you're like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
This is nothing. I'm training.
It's fine.
I'm training for something. I've only been using it 3 weeks.
Okay.
But I love it. I sleep great. I don't wake up in the middle of the night.
What have you seen different? What?
I don't wake up in the middle of the night. I don't have a dry throat anymore.
Okay.
I don't know.
Doing it immediately.
They said, I mean, the real reason I got into it was vanity because they were like, it's going to snatch. Your jaw will be snatched.
Which, same. That's why I bought it.
I've also seen things that are like, that's impossible. But I'm thinking that it still
who
might
cares?
Work.
It's in the gospel.
I heard on WebMD, it said snatch jaw. Mm-hmm. Warning may cause snatch jaw.
Warning, you may get super hot.
You might have the most chiseled jaw ever.
Listen, have you ever hated your profile? Not anymore. Mouth tape. Oh my God, branding.
Oh my gosh, we gotta. Well, the way my husband would brand it is that his bit, ever since I started using it, as you can tell, I talk a lot. Is that whenever I put it on at night, like he stands up and starts clapping because he's so excited that I'm quiet.
Stop.
As a joke. And he'll be like, And I'm always like, then I have to take it off and be like, shut up.
Okay. Detour. How did you meet your husband?
DM. Well, here and then
he slid.
He slid. Oh my gosh. All the great moments of my life are an Instagram DM.
Tell me.
Really?
Well, just that and my agent, I guess. We met when I first lived in Nashville. So we met in 2010, and then I moved back to Chicago in 2013. We totally lost touch. We were just like
Met in 2010, but as just friends first in 2010.
Yes. Just friends of friends, and I remember at the time thinking he was a bad boy, because sometimes he would smoke a cigarette when we'd be like out, like a social smoke, and I was like. But a bad boy in a bad way. Like, I was like, I would never. Like, I was like, he may as well have just, like, ridden off on a Harley. Yeah. Like, I was like, that guy breaks necks. But I always thought he was, like, cute and fun. But anyway, I missed Chicago, moved back to Chicago. At the time, I moved back to Chicago to study comedy writing, like, at IO in Second City. I was like, I'm going to move to New York. I'm going to write for Stephen Colbert. Like, this is the plan. And so I moved back to Chicago and was hanging out. And then in 2019, he slid into my DMs because I had posted on my stories. I was watching Tim Robinson's I Think You Should Leave.
Okay.
Comedy special. Have you not seen it?
Uh-uh.
He's just the crazy. You know who he is?
Mm-mm.
He Sorry. Was. It's okay. But you would love him. He's so offbeat. He was a writer on SNL, and then he was on SNL for one season. And he's just...
Recently? Long time ago? Like when we were growing up? Or like...
No. Like he's young.
He's young. Like
in his
okay.
30s, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm like 2010s.
Yeah. Oh, you know him? You know Tim?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's just so... He's like a... He's an acquired taste for sure. And I had posted that I was watching it, and Caleb... Loved it. I didn't even know Caleb was following me on Instagram.
Oh.
And he was like, all he said was, I think something was like, what a great, like such a great show or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was home. Of course I was home. I mean, I was just like hanging out by myself. Uh-huh. And I remember, I was like, oh, I remember this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we just started chatting. And a week later, we met up in Indianapolis because he was in Nashville. I was in Chicago. It was like the midway point.
Okay.
Obviously the most romantic city in the whole world.
Course.
He said, baby, I'm going to sweep you off your face.
Have you ever been to Indianapolis?
To the armpit of the Midwest. No offense.
No, I actually hate Indianapolis, so I'm with you.
Danielle Roach, we go there.
I know. The people are lovely. The city is...
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah. The city is fart noise. And then we were together ever since and got married 2 years later. Yeah. And then I moved. So I moved back here in 2020.
When you saw him in Indianapolis, we were like, wait, do you still smoke?
When he rode up on his Harley with a sidecar, he got a tons of cigarettes.
His sidecar?
It was just overflowing with cigarettes.
A carton of cigarettes in his sidecar.
He's like, I actually brought you these.
Yeah. Do you still like these?
But they had a helmet on, so at least he was safe. You know
it was
what I mean?
Just actually like a giant cigarette with eyes. Yeah. And he's like, this is my puppet cigarette. I'm a bad boy. And I was like, that kind of bad boy I can get into.
Like, this is my partner in crime right here.
This is Smokey. Oh, God. Now we have to brand what a cigarette mascot's name would be. I mean, they shouldn't.
It's Nick for nicotine. Get out of here.
Yes.
Oh,
Stop.
Nick, and he's a teen. He just turned 18 and he can start smoking.
Oh my God.
Yes, let's get the kids. Get him smoking.
Come on, guys. You'll be cool.
Guys, do you want to meet a girl, slide into her DMs 6 years later, and marry her? Smoke.
Nicotine. Mm-hmm. Join our nicotine.
Join our nicotine. They're the ambassadors. That's the young ambassadors. Hey, kid. God.
Do you want to breathe out of your throat? Join our nicotine.
Do you remember, though, being a kid and thinking that people who smoked were, like, so bad? Like, I remember being, like, my sisters and I would be, like, like, we just thought.
Oh, I do that in now. I do. when somebody's smoking right at the door of, like, the airport, you just got your luggage and they're smoking right at the door. I'm like, you couldn't, like, step right over there, but you want to smoke right where the door keeps opening and wafting in your cigarette. I'm going to give them a good 3 coughs on that one.
You give them, like, a stage cough? Like, very dramatic?
Full on, like, is there someone? Oh, there is.
I remember my parents made smoking seem so bad that if I thought you were smoking, like, or if I saw you smoking, I was like, that's a criminal.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a criminal.
That's what I mean. Like, I need to call 911.
Yeah. I was like, we're in a dangerous part of town. Someone is smoking.
Oh, that person in the alley is bad.
We're in the dangerous part of town.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that's how I met Caleb.
Okay. So then you guys were together ever since. Then you get married. Love
married.
That. What does Caleb do?
He's an engineer.
Ooh, love that so for you.
You know what? We think we get along really well because we think this. Dude, parenting with someone whose brain, man, he's an artist. So at least you guys probably have some overlap on the ways your brain.
Caleb oh, sure.
And I
but
could look at something and be like, oh, obviously we'll do this. And we'd go in the other direction. Yeah. We like, obviously. We'd be like, and three. And then we just split. We now can laugh about it. We're like, Caleb's always like, we would be the worst improv team. Our improv team is called No But because we are just never on the same page. Ever.
Wait, honestly, now I'm trying to picture you on The Amazing Race. Like, I like to imagine there's a challenge.
He
you
would
fully
be,
both go the other way.
My husband would be the last person on earth I would do The Amazing Race with. Just so mean.
I'm still on the break, and then you go down.
Like, that's what I'm, like, that's what I'm picturing. Like, you're in a foreign country and they're like, you got to do this challenge. And you're like, got it. And then you go
split off
totally different way.
And like, he falls in a ditch, I fall in an ocean. Like, it's just, and like, Dawson's in the middle. Like,
oh God, that's good. Oh, that's so real good. That's, so he's an
that's
engineer.
The hardest part of parenting for me so far is us trying to be like, is this? Do we do this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a civil engineer, but he's funny and good and all. Not like engineers can't be. He's one of the good ones. I know the stereotype.
Those bad boy engineers. Yeah.
You guys know. Oh, my God. You know the type.
Stealing cigarettes. You said civil engineer. Like, I know that one. I go, the civil guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The other night, Caleb was like, what do I do for a living? And I was like,
transponster.
I was like, water management for I just was like municipalities, and he's like, don't just say words.
Municipalities,
like the for the city, like,
and
the
system. Government,
and for that reason,
and to which it stands.
it's like someone answer like a Miss America when they like panic. Yes. That's me trying to describe my husband's job.
Which is so forth and therefore, and hits to,
which is why hitherto for municipalities. It is water, though, you guys. So next time you use water in this town,
oh,
it's Caleb.
I don't know what I was thinking when you said engineer. Then I was like, oh, he's with computers.
The engineer, the water.
Like,
oh, well, there's lots of engineers.
Oh,
but sure. He's civil.
Wait,
gets along with everyone.
Yeah. I know this one. Civil means like the city, right? Like,
yes, that's municipalities.
Municipalities. I honestly thought it was streets. I was like, they do the streets.
I think though, there's all types. He's a water guy.
All right,
because okay. There's like the civil engineers are. They can do bridges. They can do infrastructure. Yeah. They can do like transportation.
So this little creek over here by my house, like it goes like all throughout the city. He put that there.
He's, you're welcome. That is from my family to yours.
That was your welcome home gift.
I brought that. I dug it right
so
up.
So good.
And now anything to do with water, I'm always like, why is that? And he's like, I don't do all the water of all the things. And I was like, well, that should be different.
Yeah.
Water
well,
slide.
You should work on that.
Well, update your LinkedIn. Why don't you?
So you're not as smart.
Got it. Oh, God.
Cool. I've been bamboozled. Okay.
Well,
who am I married to?
That's when I'd go, I think we both know what to do, and we'd say a different word on three. Yeah. There's only one answer for this, and I say divorce, and he says something else.
Start writing a poem immediately. Like, oh, you don't do all the waters. Hmm. This one's called Bamboozled.
Bamboozled by municipalities. So yeah, that's what I'm up against in my. So speaking of gratitude, what else? So mouth tape.
That's where this started.
Mouth
tape. Thanks for bringing it back around. Totally forgot where we started.
I think you should try it, and I think you will not be scared, both of you. Because it's really like meshy. Also, they have the ones that have a tiny little mouth hole.
I bought that one.
Okay. That's
So beginners. Like just in case. It's beginner. Mm-hmm. So you can get a little bit of air just in case.
You can go meep.
But I do wonder, should I also get the breathe right strips at the same time?
Oh, the
make sure the nose stays clear.
Yeah. They like.
What's the word? Magnet. Breathe right the magnetic. No. Oh, yeah. You seen the TikTok magnetic ones?
Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah.
Which I am curious, like, would it mess up my nose ring? Would it just connect to the nose?
Oh, that's funny.
She's just got a nose ring. This one's, like, way over here.
You'll know. It's also scary. I don't want that to get caught on anything. I once saw a video of people, they both had nose rings and they were kissing. And when they kissed, their nose rings connected.
But, like, a made up, like, they did that on purpose, like an acting video? Or that was.
I don't know. It
has to be.
Real.
I think in some countries that's a good sign. That's like a sign.
You're
of
married
blessing.
Now. You're married now is what that means. Oh. What else are you grateful for? Give me another one.
My second most grateful thing. I was trying to go silly, serious, silly.
Okay.
Serious.
Love the order.
This is going to be a hard left.
Okay.
Love it.
Anxiety medication. I'm grateful for Zoloft.
Tell us about it.
So I struggled with postpartum anxiety,
mm-hmm.
and then just like a drop of postpartum depression mixed in there for uh-huh. fun.
Just a little top it off.
A little cocktail.
A little Topo Chico on top. A little topo of depression.
Just the garnish.
Little shooter.
A shooter. A sidecar.
Squeezing lime on it. A lime of depression.
Ma'am, would you like some depression with that anxiety? Yes, please.
Yeah. Yes, I would.
And it was like 6 months postpartum when I finally went and saw a psychiatrist. Mm. And Zoloft just like saved my life.
Did you start with a doctor and then move to a psychiatrist? Or were you just like...
No, you just start with a psychiatrist. You like find one and they like do a... Like I sat down and I was just bawling. And she was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like I was just like, it's so hard. Like, you know, that kind of crying.
Yeah.
It just felt so, so hard. And I had lost... We had to put our dog to rest the week we brought Dawson home from the hospital. Our beloved dog got cancer like a month before he was born, and it was just like rapid progressing. Ugh. And it was just, of course, so sad on its own, but then your hormones and just and I write about this in the book, but to me I found it was such a hard time to hold grief in one hand and joy in the other.
Oh,
of going,
man.
My gosh, I have this beautiful baby and I'm so grateful. And then I'm devastated that this just is not what I thought at that loss.
Yeah.
And it felt like my joy for Dawson was a betrayal to Puffin.
Oh,
so I just had,
Yeah.
You can imagine. I was like, how can I? And it just was not how I envisioned it. I was like, but they did get to spend one day together.
They did.
So we got home from the hospital. We had to stay an extra day because Dawson had jaundice.
Okay.
And I just remember the whole time I was like, we have such a short window with Puffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my sister was there with him.
You're like, Dawson, I need you to clear that up, honey.
I was like, okay, get rid of the tan, brother. Get the bilirubin out of here. We got to go see our dog. And we got home. And we think that Puffin waited to meet Dawson.
Absolutely.
And to know that we were okay.
Ugh.
And then that next day, we just could tell he was like, our vet was like, you will know when it is time. Mm-hmm. And we just could tell. And so I just remember being in the vet's office, like holding this tiny newborn baby, sobbing. And I was just like, this is not real life. And I turned to my sister and I said, I don't think I can do this. And she said, you already are. Like, you're doing this.
Ugh.
Oh, anyway, so it just set me down. And then you and I talked a ton about, like, breastfeeding did not go the way I thought it would. And grief really played a role in my, like, milk supply and just my ability, my energy to want to try. And then I was, like, triple feeding. We had a lot of a similar experience in that. Anyway, so at a certain point, and I just kept being like, I've never struggled with depression or anxiety before. So I was muscling through. I was like, my therapist was like, why don't you just see a psychiatrist and get a prescription so that you have it in your back pocket if you decide to do it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I can do this. I'll start exercising again. I'll start doing all the things. Mm-hmm. And it was just my brain chemistry. Yep. And I didn't have a stigma against it. I just thought I can do it. And I couldn't. And it really, really saved me. And I'm now I'm almost back off because it was a sort of a seasonal thing.
Uh-huh.
But I just love it, and I love what it can do for other people. And I really think it would have been a tough. I was like, I just would have heart racing anytime. The postpartum anxiety, it was just so real.
So dumb.
And I had been warned a lot about postpartum depression, and I had one friend who said, look out for postpartum anxiety because people don't talk about it a lot. And because I didn't feel down, I just felt keyed up. I could not relax. So I'm just so grateful for medicine.
Did you see a shift immediately?
Very quickly. Like they like start you really, really slow on like a tiny bit and you like go up. I bet within 3 weeks, I was like.
Were you still breastfeeding at the time? Or attempting to?
No, I think this was like, that was another reason. I don't know if you can, but
that's
for
why I was curious.
Yeah, I don't know. Because this was like 7 or 8 months after he was born. So I stopped breastfeeding around 6 months, 7 months.
Yeah.
So no, but I just like, suddenly I was like, I can breathe. I'm not. Yeah.
It
shifted a lot.
How was it with your husband? Like, was he able to our partners will never be able to fully understand what we're feeling and going through, but they can have a level of empathy and compassion. And how was it for him in that process of watching you struggle, especially if you're someone who never struggled with this before, and now here's this thing trying to take you out?
Yeah.
How was that for him?
Horrible. It was so hard for him. Mm-hmm. And so then we were both, and then I would see what that was doing to him, mm-hmm. and he would try to over, you know, he's like, I get home from work and my wife is just holding the baby, sobbing.
Oh,
like it was dark, and it wasn't constant, but you know that it's like sundowners at like 5 p.m. And I think it was because he was so little. I was like, is he going to sleep? What's going to happen? I've been doing this all day. I'm so tired. And it just like was dread. Uh-huh. Dread just sat on my shoulders. And yeah, he was very like, whatever you need to do to feel better, mm-hmm. let's do it. Mm-hmm. Like, he also didn't feel like any stigma associated with medicine. And our whole family started thriving once
amazing.
We could, once I could like get my head above water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So helpful.
Yes. So I love it. I'm just like, oh.
How do you feel? So you're tapering off now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you feel good? You feel good. Like, let's nothing. Go.
Yeah. The only weird side effect that they did warn me about are vivid nightmares.
Stop. Oh. You had the whole time you've been having vivid nightmares?
No, like as you taper off.
Oh,
like getting like there's something that happens to your neuro municipality. Something happens to your brain that can, when it's like losing all that, like,
yeah,
chemical serotonin okay. or something. And she was like that. She was like, look out for X, Y, and Z and vivid dreams. But I was like, no, babe. I mean, they're like, they're not like horror nightmares, okay. but every night since I've been tapering off, I've had like the craziest dreams. And I remember them.
Do you have a good one you want to share?
No.
All right.
They're too sad.
Okay. Oh, I don't want to hear a sad one. I thought it was going to be like, wit, and then yeah. Jacques Cousteau.
Right.
And
I'm like, another I already talked about my dog dream. Dying. I'll leave yeah. my nightmares for the next time I'm on the show.
Wild.
Yeah, it is wild. And people say the another thing that I have not experienced, it's called brain zaps. So as you're tapering okay. off, it's like you feel like little electric
no.
things in your brain. Like
no. That, like, what?
Isn't that crazy?
You feel that?
No, I haven't gotten it, but lots of people do. Like that's okay. like a common side effect.
And this
when you're
is just when you're trying to like wean yourself off of
uh-huh.
it.
Imagine being in line at Trader Joe's and you're like, and they're like, "Are you okay?" Like, I'm just my Zoloft is leaving.
It's, sorry. My so Zoloft sorry. Has Zoloft.
Yeah, a little pill.
My Zoloft. Sorry.
Zoloft. Also, the zaps while you're getting massaged in your car. And
oh, my
like,
God. Dude, listen, if you're weaning off Zoloft, don't drive a Mercedes, you guys.
Don't drive a, what did we decide it was called? It was a
massage
Relaxa.
Yeah.
Relaxa cab.
It was a Toyota hand-dye. Touch Me. Don't drive one of those if you're coming off a of Zoloft.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
My Zoloft. That's really good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's intense, friend. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do remember us chatting through breastfeeding and baby stuff, and my I've always had anxiety, postpartum, prepartum, all the partums, every partum I've had anxiety. So yeah, I can't imagine going from 0 to 100 on yeah. the anxiety.
I was when like, it, who is this in my brain?
Yeah.
It just is wild.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you have intrusive thoughts?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. Mine was all like, I don't even know. Maybe it was more depression than anxiety. I don't know. Because they have some like overlap. And yeah. the medicine is the same, which is crazy. Because it's just all balancing what's going on in your, the SSRIs. Anyway.
Okay.
Municipality. Yeah. But I would just have my heart racing, couldn't sleep. Mm. Everything felt very critical. Like it was like, it was supposed to be formula, not breast milk. Like it was just, like it felt yeah. like if we did one thing wrong or like, oh, his wake window is supposed to be 40 minutes, not 30. Do this. Like I was just,
berserk.
I felt like I can picture myself like, what was the Jetsons robot maid name? Oh my God, Rosie.
Oh. Is right? it Rosie?
I think it's Rosie.
I don't remember.
She yes. was just always like, beep, boop, boop. That's how I felt. Like I was walking around my own house just being like, diaper, net. Like I was just like a out of body.
That's but wild.
Her name was Rosie.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, how funny. Cute.
That's what Rosie's named after. I know. You can tell everybody. Yeah.
Now the secret's out.
The crazy robot maid.
I thank God you didn't have intrusive thoughts. Those are disgusting. They're wild. They're just, yeah. Thank God you didn't have those. Yeah. But let's do some more gratitude. Let's give me another one.
Okay. Oh, let me check my notes.
Yeah, check your notes. Thank you for writing notes, first of all.
Thank you. Stupid.
This one's a good one.
I'm grateful. You and I are around the same age, right? So you'll remember.
42?
This. Yeah, 41.
Okay. Same.
What close. If you were like, no, I'm not close enough. You didn't really like agree
Talk
with
to me when you get to 41 and a half,
I'll
queen.
I'll tell you when you're older. I am grateful that gaucho pants haven't made a comeback yet. Do you remember gaucho pants?
Are gaucho pants JNCO jeans?
No.
Okay,
no,
what's gaucho different. Pants?
Gaucho pants. Danielle, do you remember gaucho pants? They were, I know what gaucho first of all, pants are. Soft and jersey material.
Okay.
Wide I see it. Waistband that then went out.
Oh.
Like they're named after like gaucho cowboys wore them. Oh. I think. But so, and they were wide. So basically, did
they
not...
would stop like mid calf for some reason?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we were like, let me see that lower calf ankle, okay, girl.
I got to. I'll pull up a picture so Anne shows what we're please. Talking about.
Oh, if you were a victim of gauchos, you would remember. And
I might be because
they're like.
You see these?
Oh yeah, totally. Right? Totally, I wore those.
I bet you wore those.
Yeah, they're for soft. Sure, 100%.
It was
those.
Like wearing sweatpants yeah. okay. and capris, and
I never understood why they. I mean, they were always so short on me. I think because I'm tall, but I hated that. But everyone was wearing them, so I was like,
Danielle's
I
were
cool.
just shorts.
Yeah.
Danielle's were really conservative shorts.
Bermuda shorts?
Bermuda shorts.
Hers were soups. She came from church shorts.
These were the shorts she packed for Bible camp.
Yeah.
Listen, I remember I was a part of my church choir, and there was one time where black gaucho pants was what we had to wear for one of our.
Yeah.
Not that being your uniform.
Wow.
Cute. Yeah.
Gaucho. But I feel like all of the other, and it's been about 20 years now, so we're due, and I'm probably, I'm summoning the gaucho.
You put it out there.
I know what's happening. But yeah. everything else, you know, capris are allegedly coming back. Boot, yeah. you know, Kendrick Lamar brought boot cut jeans back.
Love
on
that.
Sunday.
The yoga pants are now flared leggings.
Yes. So we're just a few inches. The flared legging yoga pants are basically,
really?
Basically gauchos.
The gaucho is... short.
Wait a minute.
It's as short as the pipes that my husband works on.
Wait.
Correct.
So, like, yoga pants that are, like, tight to your ankles, you're not cool anymore if you wear those?
No, those are just leggings.
Okay. So then what are we talking about then?
But I was talking about yoga pants. Like, I would wear these in college, and it was, like, actual, like, boot-cut pants.
But those are back.
But still, like, legging material. And then you get it from Victoria's Secret and had that thick fold-over band.
Okay.
You remember those.
Okay.
But, you can still wear tapered leggings to work out, but also the young girls are wearing flared leggings.
Yeah.
They just call them flared leggings.
Oh.
Them yoga pants.
Okay, okay. I get it then.
Different terminology. So who knows what they'll call the gauchos? They'll just call them, I don't know.
Make up their own name.
Wide leg capris. No,
pretend they started
flared.
It.
Yeah. Layered shorts, I guess.
They're going to be like these vintage pants.
Yeah. Oh.
Not vintage.
Yes. Have you seen the TikTok videos of the girls where they're like, I got this vintage wet seal short on eBay. And I'm like, vintage wet seal?
We're vintage?
They'll be thrifting and they'll be like, the tag says BB. This must be something from the late 1900s.
Yeah. Charlotte Russ. I've seen that. Instead of Charlotte Russ.
Yes.
And my favorite part is like, they'll be like, I got these shorts, such a steal, $75. Yeah. And I'm like, the original person bought that at a buy one, get one deal for
100%.
Like that.
Do you remember when BB was the fancy store?
Oh, like, it was like, I was like only going to the sale rack at BB.
I could never afford BB. Price. Never.
What are you driving a he Mercedes like, massage?
Wait, you must drive a Toyota Touch Me.
She's got the like full price, the black BB. I was going to say baby tee, but they should have called them BB tees. With BBTs. The bedazzled BB.
Yep.
That was like the
you had
cool
money.
Girl.
You were so cool. And then your
rich.
Tiny little
purse.
Louis Vuitton or the one with the initial.
Or the DB. It was the DB. Remember the D?
Dooney Burke.
Yeah.
Or Dooney and Burke. Yeah.
Yeah, but like colorful. When it was a bunch of little DBs on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was the expensive store.
I had those I feel like they were called kangaroos, the shoes, the sneakers with the little zipper.
No.
You know what I'm talking about those?
Kangaroo shoes with a zipper.
Where did you grow up? Where were you living at this time?
Dallas.
Oh,
maybe. Suburb of Dallas. Yeah.
I feel like Dallas has its own Texas has its own subculture. Everything. Of things.
Well, we were also wearing like boat shoes. We were preppy. Mm. But what are these?
What did you wear with your gauchos? Because we dressed them up in college. We would wear heels with our gauchos.
Ooh.
No. Yeah, they were our going out pants.
Yeah, those are the going out pants. I think my sister and I used to call our going out pants polyesters. Like they were just made out of polyester. But we'd be like, where are my polyesters? Are those my polyesters that you're wearing? Those are my polyesters.
Like they couldn't last like but two washes before they just disintegrated. That we all wore.
Did you guys wear these shoes?
Never heard of that shoe ever in my life.
No, never.
Really?
I don't even know what that is.
They're called kangaroos. That's the brand.
You would wear those colors? You would wear that color?
Oh, no. I had pink and green. Are you kidding me? I had a pink and green.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Everybody had these, and they had this little zipper pocket. Were you?
Hold on. What would you Were put you part there? Of the Globetrotters? What were you doing wearing those shoes? Stand by.
Not the royal blue and the red.
I want to show you. Wait, I got to find the pink and green. I got to show you the ones that I had.
Did anybody they put anything exist. In the zip in the little pouch?
They are. These are the exact ones I had.
Never heard of that ever in my life.
Oh, and I guess they're called kangaroos because of the pouch, the little zipper thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And I don't know what you were supposed to put in there. People said dirty things
you put in there.
But it wasn't me. I would put like, here's a mint.
I was going to say like.
Here's a mint for my foot.
Here's a condom. Is it as big as a condom or like a cigarette?
That is what everyone said is like, that's what that pocket was for.
That's when
I went to like this little private Christian school and they're like, scandal. Like, whoa.
They're like, condoms aren't real. Our sex ed said it's abstinence only.
Yeah.
Condoms are fake. That's deep state propaganda.
I was like, you dinner. You heathen.
She's backsliding.
Totally. What happened to you? Or if one of your friends brought a real condom to school one day, then it's like,
they would get suspended for sure.
100% in Christian school.
Yeah. Suspended? If you brought a condom?
Probably.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, they like. I remember one time this kid got suspended and then eventually expelled because he brought vodka in a water bottle.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's illegal. Is what they had you. You still think that condoms were illegal? You just equated underage drinking. Yeah.
I told you, I thought that,
safe sex.
Listen, I said I thought anyone smoking a cigarette was a criminal. I was like, they're. I was like, they.
Oh, that's amazing.
They've committed felonies.
You're like, sure. Yeah, a condom. That's the same kid who snorted heroin in the bathroom. We're like, those are not.
It was. Everything up there, that was so heightened. High school Danielle was like, whoa.
Bad part of town.
This is weird and a dangerous part of the
this
city.
This is a slippery slope. Just,
the dark one minute. Hallway school.
Just hanging out your gauchos. The next minute, your kangaroos have a condom in them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I
was like, those are the back corner lockers. We're not going over there.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, the back corner lockers.
Not if you want to lose your soul.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's where
the crimes happen.
The crime rate back by those lockers. Spikes.
Those lockers?
Totally spiked.
These two cigarettes.
Ever since people started wearing kangaroos, crime rate.
So much sex
through
there.
The roof.
Also, anyone who said that they put condom need to have a condom on them at all times is not having any sex. Like that guy who has it zipped and ready, that's a 4-year-old
it's
condom.
It's been there for a long time.
It's like dust comes out.
Imagine if you could see the outline of it too in your shoe.
Oh my god.
You couldn't, but like
they're like
we see it.
Tyler V, you know, like the you're like
100%.
He doesn't have sex.
Yeah. So much sex back there, guys.
Guys, come quick. Yeah. Everyone's there's condoms everywhere. You know what that means.
Check the shoes.
That's like the teachers panicking, being like, you've got to check the kangaroo patches. They're smuggling in condoms.
At the Christian school.
Yeah, we're going to lose the whole school.
Meanwhile, down the street at public school, they hand them out for free.
They're just like, please.
Take like, one on your way home. Have a good weekend.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Lindsay. I want to talk to you for 2 more hours. I know you have a hard out today. I know you got to get going. You have a busy life. You have a child. You have engineer municipalities waiting for you at home.
Got some rivers to dig.
Yeah, listen. But, okay. We listened to, first of all, do you have any more gratitudes you want to contribute before we wrap it up? Was there anything that you were like, I really wanted to say this?
Well, I'll just list my other two, but we won't talk about them.
Let's do it.
Just because I did my homework.
Okay, thank
you. My other one was going to be Miss Rachel, the kids' singer, because...
Let's get into it just a little bit. 2 minutes
My
of it.
President, Miss Rachel.
Listen, president. My mom.
Yeah. my emergency contact.
Yeah. Miss Rachel. I am writing Miss Rachel down as my emergency contact from here on out.
Imagine. She just goes, hi, friends. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I'm in an ambulance. Yeah. Rachel, you're my emergency contact.
Miss Rachel, if you're watching... First of all, big fans over here. Huge fans. You're part of our gratitudes today. Do you mind if we list you as our emergency contact?
Is that cool?
Circle yes or no. Okay.
Can you come pick me up from the mall?
Yeah.
she's the only thing Dawson will like watch.
Uh-huh.
Not that I'm trying to be like,
well, that's the only thing we let her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss Rachel and Miss Issa for Spanish. If you want to teach Doss a little Spanish. How cute will he be? The cutest little white boy walking into the bar, because I love that you guys take him to the bar.
Don't tell Danielle. She went to a Christian school.
He's like, una cerveza, por favor.
No, wait. Your table for two people. What is it, Danielle?
Oh, yeah.
Your favorite?
Hola, una mesa para dos personas, por favor. My favorite phrase.
So I'm feeling the culture just seep in.
Yeah. Yeah. Miss Issa. Show Dawson Miss Issa.
As long as someone's singing, that's all he wants. All he wants is music.
Yes. And she doesn't want to, when it's like learning a lesson part of Miss Rachel, she's like, next. Other one. Oh, she wants the songs. That's it.
At least, does she say like other one or skip or next or anything like that? Okay. Because Dawson still doesn't. And he just goes, and I'm always like, next, skip. Miss Rachel, not that we would skip anything. We go back and watch it. Whatever he skipped.
We personally, we go back and watch all the skip versions.
We're just like, oh, we gotta get it. I'll
come back to it after.
Fine. What letter is in the box? I do need to know. Also, now I'm just going to speak to her. Miss Rachel, you have this song where it was her Christmas special. I don't know if you guys watched it. She pulls like a letter out of the box, out of the mystery box, and then... kids have to learn all about the letter, and it's the letter C, and she sings, C is a letter, K is the sound that it makes, and I try to teach Dawson that song with other letters, and she does too, but anytime you go like, T is a letter, and he just goes, C is the only, we watch that Christmas special so much, so he just thinks,
he goes,
every
no
letter,
mom, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, and I'll be like, is the sound that it makes, and he's just going, he's like, she's stupid, so. Yeah. He needs to read my book and remember I'm smart, but he's like, this dumb bee thinks.
He's like, my mom is the dumbest person.
He's like, she forgets the lyrics of this song all the time. I do love
He's like, Miss Rachel, come pick me up.
Yeah, Miss Rachel, my mom does not know the lyrics. I do find, though, that like she's singing all the old stuff. She's singing, like, Barney was doing these, Raffy was doing these, and I love that she's making it her own and making all this money, because she
absolutely
has saved lives.
Oh my god, I love going through the comments on the things that she posts, and then there'll be some really clever ones in there, be like, you know, our co-parent or whatever, and like people just full on like mom and dad, and I love it. It's really, you guys are the best.
Mr. Aaron and Miss Rachel, then I do have to go, but we went and saw, do you know Jules from Miss Rachel's team?
Yeah,
she has they have the nose ring and the short hair to the guitar. They had an album release party.
I saw that. In
the basement
East
in Nashville. And we went.
No! You didn't go.
We went. That was Dawson's first concert. Krabby Krab, pizza party. They sang all the hits.
No, they sang all the hits?
All the hits. And it was just kids everywhere. It was at noon on a Sunday. They opened the bar and had mimosas.
When was this? I hope it was a day we were out of town, so I'm not mad. When was
It was like months ago.
Yeah, but we were probably out of town.
You were for sure. They're starting to do kid concerts to use the space during the day. So next time,
please,
I'll tell you because the kids were just running around going nuts.
Oh my god,
that's all their favorite songs.
Oh my god, marching, marching. Oh my god, oh, so cool. I didn't know that they had a release party. I saw them in New York, and they came up on the screen in like Times Square or something like that. I was like, no freaking way.
Yeah, so the whole team is thriving. Done. So Miss Rachel.
Look at you. Wow. Started from the bottom. Now my whole crew here. Look at that.
Okay. Started from the bottom. Now I'm. If you guys forgot what sounds he makes.
Yeah. Okay. So real quick, we listened to a voicemail message from people who call in and tell us what they are grateful for. So Danielle's picked one. We're going to listen to one and then we'll wrap it up so you can get digging creeks. Oh, and if you want to call and tell us what you are grateful for, here's the phone number. Danielle, let them know.
Oh, my bad.
Oh,
hold on. Start from the beginning, shall we?
Okay. And if you want to
747-300-5380. Give us a call. Ooh,
yeah. This is Gabe Gibbs. Okay, play this message for us.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, Angela. My name is Dee Dee. I am from San Jose.
Hey, girl.
I just wanted to share a gratitude. I had a cousin that I used to go see you at the San Jose Improv. You know, at any time that you used to come, and her name is Margot, and she actually passed about 7 years ago. But we had such the best time. We actually went to one of your tapings. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. we went to San Jose Improv. Went to one of your tapings, and your dad was sitting right in front of us, and we had the best time. I'm grateful to have shared that experience with her. She was funny. She was giddy. She was always, you know, getting me to let my hair down and, you know, just, you know, live in the moment, you know, stop being so, so stuck up and, you know, always about, you know, business and things. And, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that we share you together. Aww. And I've been following you ever since then. I'm grateful to hear your podcast and you talk about real life things and, you guys crack me up. And as I'm working and I'm stressed out and then I start cracking up, I'm like, oh, hey, but anyway, sorry to make this so long. I'm grateful, you know, also to Manny. I used to listen to his podcast too. And, he's great.
You.
And, congratulations on little Rosie. Thank you for so much for sharing her with all of us. I appreciate that as well. She makes me smile. She's the cutest little thing. Mattitude. I just wish I lived in San Jose. I moved to Sacramento and I'm dying of the heat over here. You gotta make your way back over to San Jose. I know you just recently came, or actually Sacramento. Anyways, I'll cut it short. And also, they suck. That's all I got to say. Anyways, God bless and enjoy your podcast. Thank you so much. Bye.
So sweet. Dee Dee, is that what she said her name was? Dee Dee, first of all, I think we're related or something, because won't that be me or my mom or my sister on the phone and be somebody giving the okay, I gotta go, and then being like, okay, so then we're gonna I'm guilty of it.
Me too.
My sister, literally, I'm on the phone with my sister this morning. She's getting her son ready to go to school. They have to go to school. She's like, all right, I got to get him out the door. And I was like, okay, I ordered this balloon inflation tool for Rosie so I can blow up some balloons for her for Valentine's Day. And then we just keep talking.
Yep. I'm going to cut this short and also.
And so. Also.
That's like, you're like, I know you have a hard stop. And I'm like, I do. Let's talk Miss Rachel. This is why I need mouth tape.
Love that.
You know.
Same. Dee Dee, thank you so much for calling. Shout out to your cousin, Margot. God bless her. God rest her soul. Thank you for calling and sharing your gratitude with us. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming and being a part of Fungela, sharing your gratitudes and your gratitude with us. Everybody, don't forget to get her book, A Bit Much. You can order it on Amazon. I ordered mine on Amazon. This one's actually, you sent me this one. But yes, get her book, and thank you so much for coming and spending this time. This was so fun.
This was the best. Thank you so much.
Yeah, girl.
Yay.
Bye.